感谢主的恩典哈，本来这次来哈是一个纯度假的一种心情啊。
Praise the Lord that I came here just for vacation.
啊，但是当你在周末的时候哈，接到这个杨静雅弟兄的电话。
When I received a call from a brother Yang over the weekend.
他说徐牧师问哈，这个我可不可以接下这个今天主日的讲台。
Whether I'm able to take on the sermon today.
啊，本来我以为只是礼拜主日的下午哈，一个小组的一个非正式的一个分享。
I thought it was an informal meeting after the service.
啊，关于最近哈，神在中正真理堂所做的一些很奇妙的工作。
And to share the God's work in our church.
但没想到哈，那个主日的早上哈，也要分享一些信息。
And very surprised that I'll be able to share some message with you this morning.
当我接着这样邀请的时候，我心里面非常的这个。感动哈。
I was very moved when I received the call.
我觉得许牧师很大胆哈。
And Reverend Xu is very bold.
跟我从来没有见过面，竟然敢邀请我哈站在主日讲台上。
Don't know me, and then I asked me to stand before you to preach.
你们的牧师真的很勇敢，很有信心。
Your pastor is very bold.
我们给牧师一个给许牧师一个掌声好不好？谢谢。
We should applaud him.
当我接下这个邀请的时候哈，我就开始在神面前祷告。
So I pray that after the call,
我跟这个 Palm Beach 的弟兄姐妹都从来没见过面。
I don't know any of you in Palm Beach County.
我也不知道你们的属灵光景如何。
I don't know about your spiritual walk.
但我向主祷告说，主啊，我能带给这边弟兄姐妹怎么样的帮助
？So I pray to God what message I can bring from Him.
那在一个礼拜六的，在昨天的里面，这个信息刚才成型下来。
And I'm very glad that God has given me this message to share with you yesterday.
我今天要带给 Palm Beach 弟兄姐妹一个很宝贵的礼物。
I'd like to bring to you a very precious present to your brothers and sisters.
我看在座当中有很多家庭哈，一些年轻的家庭或是一些这个中年的家庭。
Many of you have a lot of families here.
你们希不希望你的家庭婚姻是美满幸福的
？Do you want your marriage to be an excellent marriage?
你希望你的家庭婚姻是美满幸福的，请举手。
Shall we raise your hand if you want that?
OK， 现在有很棒的信息要跟大家分享。
I'd like to share a beautiful, a good message with you.
你们希不希望 Palm Beach 华人教会成为一个非常蒙福的教会
？Would you like the Palm Beach Chinese Christian Church to be a blessed church？
你们希望是一个蒙福的教会，请举手。
Raise your hand if you would like that.
今天我有很宝贵的礼物给大家。
I'd like to share a precious present with you.
我跟大家分享一个题目叫“团队蒙福的秘诀”。
And the message is the secret of a blessed congregation.
Team.
A team. Okay.
Okay. 这个团队哈，它有很多的意思。
Team has many meanings.
一群有目标的一群人在一起的一群。
It's a group of people with a goal.
我们叫做团队。
It's a team.
这团队用在家庭。
And then when we say that's a family.
那它的蒙福秘诀就是说建立一个美满家庭。
Then the secret is to build a blessed family.
它如果用在教会，就是一个蒙福的教会。
Then that church will be a blessed church.
好，所以我今天跟大家谈一个很重要的题目。
So this is a very important topic I'd like to share with you.
请预备好听神的话语。
Prepare your heart to listen to God's word.
今天开始我们先祷告。
So let's pray.
天父上帝，我们把下面的时间仰望在你的手中。
We give the following time to you, Lord.
主，愿那圣善的灵在我们当中运行。
May your good spirit move among us.
你开启我们属灵的心窍。
Open our hearts.
让我们透过你仆人的话语。
That through our words.
能够明白你对我们要说的话。
That to understand your words.
好，让我们按照你的话遵行的时候。
To obey your words.
我们就成为一个蒙福的团队。
So that we can be a blessed team.
我们可以成为一个蒙福的家庭。
A blessed family.
可以成为一个蒙福的教会。
A blessed church.
求主的灵与我们同在
May your spirit be with us.
带领下面的时间
Lead us in the following time.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 首先谈到蒙福团队蒙福的秘诀有个非常重要的秘诀我跟大家分享
The first secret of a blessed team is
第一个秘诀我们看一下第一点看一下第一点合一必能蒙福
Unity brings blessings.
一个合一的团队一定会带来一个蒙福的光景
A team in unison it will be blessed.
我们来看一处圣经诗篇133篇
In Psalm 133
诗篇133篇
Psalm
133诗篇133篇
Psalm 133
好，找到我们一同来读。
We read together.
预备来，请看呐、啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟，又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。 亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在这边诗篇133篇是非常棒的一篇圣经。
Psalm 133 is an excellent psalm.
是谈到一个合一的团队。
It's a theme of a unity of.
他这边用一个形容词当中的最高级来描述。
It uses a word to describe the unity.
在旧约圣经当中来讲，希伯来文的描述法，这是最高级的用法。
And this is the most excellent description.
他有几个字眼要特别注意的。
So and there are a few words that we need to watch.
他说：“看呐、啊、
，Behold,
behold, 看呐、啊。”弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity.
他用何等这个字眼来描述。
How good.
表示说这弟兄和睦同居这件事情是一个非常蒙福的事情。
But this unity of brothers and sisters live together is how good and pleasant it is.
甚至超越一切其他的福气。
It's beyond all blessings.
这讲到一个团队的蒙福的一个秘诀。
When we talk about the secrets of the teams in blessing,
就指着和睦同居。
It means that it is a live.
他在原文在英文版圣经当中提到，他用两个字眼来描述。
In the English words, use two words to describe.
一个叫做 unity.
Unity.
Unity 就合一。
Unity means together.
但另外还有地方翻译是用的 harmony.
Another translation is using a harmony.
就是和谐。
That means it's a unity.
也是这边所翻译的和睦同居。
It means that they live together in unity.
这两个字常常是互换的。
The unity and harmony is exchange.
你想认识合一的意义吗？
Would you like to know the meaning of unity?
它意思就是和谐。
That means harmony.
好像一个合唱团一样。
It's like a chorus.
当中是有男高有女高音，有女低音。
Soprano and alto.
有男高音，男低音。
Tenor and bass.
在这个过程当中，每一个人都有他独特的声音。
Everyone has the individual voice.
但当组成起来是一个非常和谐的团队。
But the composite is in unity.
每一个人都不一样。
Everyone is different.
但每一个人的角色都充分发挥的时候。
When they play their roles right.
会带来一种和谐的果效。
It will bring harmony to them.
而一个团队要是合一的。
If a team is in unity.
它是极度蒙福的一件事情。
It is such a blessed team.
所以看着一件事情就是合一必能带来蒙福。
And unity will bring blessing.
所以任何团队要蒙福的话，一定要进入合一的地步。
So the team must be blessed and must be in unity.
在今天的家庭，今天的教会最大的问题就是合一的问题。
The most problem that the church or family has is the lack of unity.
家庭夫妻之间是不合的。
The husband and wife are not in unity.
亲子之间是不合的。
Parents and children are not.
在教会里面，长子之间是不合的。
The deacons in churches are not.
在今天台湾，在今天在整个的各地上各地的社会当中，家庭跟教会的分裂是常常听到的。
You hear the separation of a church and the family all over the place.
很多地方都浪费在内耗的里面。内耗的里面，就内部的那种攻击的里面。
And then a lot of effort is in the conflict within themselves.
没有办法谈到向外的建造。
It cannot be a good testimony outward.
但当一个团队真正合一的时候
，When a team is in unity.
现在在企业管理这个行业当中，发现一个字眼来描述。
In the management world, there's a keyword.
它叫中效的效应，不知道听过没有？中效，综合的中，效应的效，中效的效应，好。中效的一种果效啊，一种结果哈。
Synergy, okay. The keyword is called synergy.
也就是说，当两个个体它各有各自的价值。
When the individual parts has their own roles.
比如这个个体它各价值是一。
And has their own value. It has one value.
这个个体的价值是一。
And another value.
他们两个合在一起的时候。
When they're combined.
它的效果是大于二。
It's greater than two.
不是一加一等于二，是一加一大于二。
Not one plus one is equal to two, but it's greater than two.
一加一大于五，一加一大于十。
One plus two greater than five, greater than ten.
也就是说，当一个家庭是完全合一的时候
，When the family is in unity,
它会产生中效的效果。
Then there is a synergy.
那个效果会带来一加一大于十的效果。
That effect is greater than ten.
而一个教会若是合一的教会的话
，If a church is in unity,
它的效果会带来一加一大于十的效果。
It's greater than ten.
因为每一个人恩赐互相配搭
，Because all the gifts come together,
会带来一种中效的效应
then can bring a synergy.
所以合一必能带来蒙福
unity will bring blessing.
这是个奥秘
That's a mystery.
上帝喜悦人的他儿女的聚集是合一的
God pleases his children gather together with the power of unity.
而上帝给这个合一是一个极大的福气
and such a blessing to the unity.
也就是诗篇133篇所告诉我们的看啊弟兄和睦同居是何等的善何等的美
That's the meaning of Psalm 133 How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity
首先我们谈到团队蒙福的秘诀第一个就是合一必能带来祝福
So the first secret of unity in teams is to in unity
好不好跟我一起来重复这句话合一必定带来祝福谢谢 第二点，我们谈到
second key，
怎么样来看合一？
To learn about the unity，
在圣经告诉我们怎么样能够合一？
How to be unity？
在一处圣经，腓立比书第二章
，Philippians chapter two。
要预备好了，整个合一是带来祝福的。
Remember, unity brings blessings.
腓立比书第二章
Philippians chapter two.
今天告诉我们怎么样达到合一。
How to reach unity.
既然合一这么重要
，If the unity is such important,
那怎么样达到合一
？How can we reach it?
在第二章的这第一节一直到十三节，告诉我们这个秘诀。
Verse 1 to 13 tells a secret.
我们一起来读好不好
？Let's read together.
一起来读，预备哈，找到了吗
？Verse 1 to 13.
预备，来，请。所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就说如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。读到这里，弟兄姐妹在这边马上开始透露，到底怎么样进入合一。
So how can we reach unity?
在这边我看到有几个重点跟大家分享。
There's a few emphasis I'd like to make.
第一个要看的
First
就是我们看第二点，要学习顺服权柄。
is to learn to obey authority.
它是所有合一的根基。
And that's the foundation of to be unity.
在任何团队当中，一定有权柄的系统。
That in a team there will be authority.
一定要看重这个顺服权柄。
That you must learn to obey authority.
而在这个地方，第五节到十三节能告诉我们。
Verse 5 to 13 tells us.
所以讲说，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
That your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
我们常常看到一个问题，说我们要彼此同心。
We say that we need to have the same attitude.
然后那我们讲说同心同谁的心啊
？Whose heart, whose attitude?
你们常常问这个问题啊
？We ask that question.
啊，夫妻之间谈是同你的心，同我的心呢
？Is it your or mine?
啊，同心应该听你的叫同心吗？
Does that mean that if I listen to you, then that's we are in unity?
还是听我才算同心呢
？Or listen to me?
教会的长职之间呢？
Well, how about deacons in the church?
到底要听牧师才算同心吗
？Is to listen to the pastor?
听长子才同心吗
？To the deacon?
听某一个同工的才算同心吗
？Or to one of the coworkers?
但是说你们要以基督耶稣心为心。
No, but the attitude of Christ.
过去很多时候我们在读这一段地方，我们不太懂。
We don't understand this when we read this passage.
是，我知道，承认不是同你的心，也不是同我的心。
Not yours or mine.
是同耶稣的心。
Is the attitude of Christ?
耶稣的心是什么心呢
？What is that Christ? That attitude of Christ.
在这第五节到十三节看得很清楚。
And it tells us very clearly.
耶稣的心是什么心呢
？From verse 5 to 13.
耶稣的心就是一个顺服权柄的心。
It's a attitude of obedience to authority.
你注意看第六节开始。
Verse 6.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Being in very nature.God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
反倒虚己
but made himself nothing.
取了奴仆的形象
taking the very nature of servant.
成为人的样式
being made in human likeness.
具有人的样子
and being found in appearance as a man.
就自己卑微
he humbled himself.
存心顺服
and became obedient to death.
以至于死
even death on the cross.
且死在十字架上。
Even death on the cross.
哎，在这个地方就谈到耶稣基督的心就是顺服天父的心。
It tells us that his attitude is to obey the Father.
所以在十二节里面告诉我们。
So in verse 12 tells us.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在那里。更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but But now, much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So very clear, this tells us to obey authority. The example that Jesus came to this earth, he was equal with the Father. But his role he has a mission to obey the will of Father. He said, I came to earth to obey my Father. So he was the excellent example to obey authority. So we must learn to obey authority in order to reach unity. In this society, we talked about freedom. Obeying authority is outdated.
弟兄姐妹, 神的话是真理,
but God's word is truth.
真理是不会改变的,
and truth shall not change.
他的原则是不会改变的,
His principles will not change.
弟兄姐妹,
so this will be benefit to obey authority.
弟兄姐妹,
because we shall be exalted.
耶稣说他后来怎么样, 神家升为至高,
so verse 9 says, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that above every name.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
not only Jesus was exalted, he was the first fruit.
是不是当耶稣升高的时候,
he exalted, then we also shall be.
与耶稣基督一同作王掌权,
that we will be reign with him.
弟兄姐,
and this is a message for those who on earth to learn to obey authority.
弟兄姐,
so this is so important to learn to obey authority. The Satan made was to disobey.
弟兄姐妹,
so when we obey, then we are blessed.
在提多书第三章第一节，我们时间关系，不要，我们不要翻这一段。提多书第三章第一节。
Titus 3:1 says,
那边是讲到，当我们有就顺服全民的心的时候，就可以预备行各样的善事。
That when we are ready to obey, then we can do all good things.
这指的一切的品格的建造，它的基础是顺服全民。
And to build up the character, the foundation is to obey.
有时候想说，上帝为什么要我们顺服全民？
Why God wants us to obey authority?
你说是魔鬼撒旦，他不顺服权柄吗？
Well, the Satan isn't he obey the authority?
到底这里面到底藏了隐藏了什么东西？
What's the mystery of it?
我后来慢慢明白了。
I realize it slowly.
当你顺服权柄的时候，你就在神的保护伞之下。
That when we obey, we are under God's umbrella.
你就在你全民的保护伞之下。
That under His hedge of protection.
但当你一旦不顺服权柄的时候，你的保护伞就破了个大洞。And
when we disobey, then we have a big hole under the umbrella.
而魔鬼撒旦就有权力能够来抓到你。
Then the Satan has the power to grab upon us, to influence us,
来勾引你,
to tempt us,
进入犯罪的地步,
so that we will sin. Then we will not be able to effectively to build up our characters. So it's so important that we must obey, learn to obey. That when we grow spiritually, and to be equipped, that to reign with Christ, that in God's household, in our own household, we must learn to obey authority. That we have a structure of authority in a team. When we obey, when we accept that, then you will be blessed. That you will be exalted coming age.
这个大家知道台积电的这个老板吗？ 这个董事长吗？
台积电。
台积电， 台湾的台积电， 哈。
Taiwan Utilities?
I think this is ICIC.
It's a company.
张忠谋先生不知道有没有听过这个人。
It's Mr. 张忠谋 in Taiwan Utility Company.
有一次记者访问他。
When he was interviewed by reporters.
在五月份，刚刚很多大学毕业生同学要进到职场去。
That after May, a lot of graduates were entering to job market.
那你对这些新的大学的新鲜人进到社会，社会的新鲜人，对他们什么话要说？
Reporter asked him, what would you say a few words about these new workers?
他说，我身为一个大企业的老板。
He said, I as an entrepreneur, I have a lot of people underneath me. If my subordinates, that whenever everything that they do, if they will do this in
With my perspective, the boss, the manager's perspective,
当有高升的机会, 我会先提升他,
then I will promote them.
我们当中有没有做主管的请举手?
Any of you are managers?
做过主管的请举手?
Or have been managers?
我们当中都是做下属的。
No, okay, we're all overall employees.
那太重要，太重要。
It's so important.
我身为教会的主任牧师。
I as a senior pastor of a church.
我底下有300位弟兄姐妹。
I have 300 brothers and sisters.
我特别很深的一个感触。
That I feel very deeply.
我当我的弟兄姐妹。
When my brothers and sisters.
我教会的同工。
My coworkers.
当他做事情是站在我的观点来看事情。
That when they work on my perspective.
我会非常欣赏他。
That I will really appreciate them.
各位弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你们现在很多在人家底下。
That you are you are under a manager. If you understand what your manager think, and do better than what he expects, then you will you will be appreciated. So it's so important to learn to obey authority in a team. And that is the foundation. When I realized that, and in my church, that when we have a discipleship, we must read a book. And it's Watchman Nee's work to learn to obey authority. And he described it so clearly. And that is to be a member of our church, that's the first criteria. Because in our church, to be unity, that we must obey authority. I don't mean by it's a very dictatorship. But it's a servant type of leadership. But when we brothers and sisters, that you must obey your pastors. That under their authority. But this topic is so long that we may spend many hours. But very briefly, the authority, the people above you had the authority to, and the people underneath the authority the board can make a decision, and you have the right to appeal. Then it is a parallel. Not as a slave. That we don't see some authorities. But you can appeal and to communicate.
让权，如果真的是权柄所下的命令是不妥当的。
If the decision is not appropriate,
如果这个权柄如果是仆人式的领袖的话,
but if we are all leadership type, leader servant, then they will change their mind.
那你的申诉就发生效果,
then your appeal will be effective.
也就是做权柄的有决定权, 有决策权,
so people on top has the responsibility to make decisions,
你做下属有责任,
and the people underneath has the right to appeal.
但在这个里面的话, 丁友告诉你, 团队非常容易合一。
And in this, under this structure, then the team will be very the unity very easily. And this is how our church grows so fast. It was based upon the foundation for past 15 years on the obeying the authority. And that is the foundation to be unity. So repeat after me.
Okay. 我们要学习顺服权柄。
That to learn to
好，谢谢。好，这第一个，好，顺服权柄，这个合一的秘诀，第一个顺服权柄。第二个，也就是我们第三点。
And the second secret, which is our third topic,
这是平辈的，学习彼此欣赏。
Is to appreciate each other.
学习彼此欣赏。
Is to appreciate each other.
在腓立比书第二章3到4节。
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to
3到4节。
3 to 4, verse 3 and 4.
我们再一起来读好不好?
Read it again.
凡事不可结党, 不可贪图虚浮的荣耀, 只要存心谦卑, 个人看别人比自己强, 个人不要单顾自己的事, 也要顾别人的事。 所有的实践的真理都在彼此欣赏当中。
The truth of to to work together is based upon to appreciate each other.
弟兄们，在顺服权柄的根基之下。
Under the foundation of obeying the authority, and then we appreciate each other.
刚不谈到这个合一就指这和谐的意思。
Unity, I say, it means harmony.
它好像一个合唱团一样。
It's like a chorus.
因为每一个人都不同。
Everyone's different.
每一个人非常独特。
And very individual.
我们的个性都不同。
And we have a different personality.
我们的学经历都不同。
Our experience are different.
我们的恩赐都不同。
Gifts are different.
而在这个团队当中是综合在一起的。
And we combine ourselves in the team.
我们需要彼此欣赏。
So we must appreciate each other.
比如说我跟师母之间的关系。
Like me and my wife.
我们俩个性是完全不同。
Our personality is so different.
180度的不同。
It's a completely different.
她是这个比较慢的。
She's very slow.
我是很快的。
And I'm very fast.
也就是说她是讲好听她是稳定的，我是急躁的。
She's very stable and I am a very aggressive.
而师母，谢谢。而师母本身是非常细致的。
And my wife pay attention to details.
而我是粗线条的。
And I just go through bigger brush stroke.
我们已经结婚26年了。
We married 26 years.
我真的很认真在我婚姻的当中。
And I pay attention to my marriage.
当我越认真在婚姻当中的时候。
And then when I pay attention to my marriage.
我第一个重大的发现就是。
I discover one thing.
我跟师母是完全不同的人。
That we are different.
我们在座有多少是夫妻的，请举手。
Any of you are and husband and wives, raise your hand.
好像不是好，请 OK, 请慢讲。请问你们跟配偶之间的个性是很大不同的，请举手。
If your personality is different with your spouse, raise your hand.
好像比例差不多。
The ratio is about the same.
OK, 就每一个就是这样，很特别。
Very interesting, very special.
上帝真的很幽默。
God is very humorous.
是的，让两种个性不同的人结合在一起。
That the two completely different personality will be together.
就这里有奥秘的。
And it's a mystery.
就是两个要结合在一起。
Because then when they combine together,
产生忠孝的效果，对不对
？And it has a synergy.
你要互相了解。
That they have to know each other.
我发现这十五年来教会的中立正常的开拓的里面。
Then in the my pastoring of my church for 15 years.
我要说师母有50%的功劳。
I would have to say that my wife has 50% of the reward.
她是非常遵守原则的人。
She follows the principles.
而我比较热情，比较因为人的关系，我会放弃原则。
And then sometimes because I'm so passionate, thank you. And so sometimes I will compromise.
而师母就在后面戳我。
And then my wife will kick me behind.
经过这26年来的婚姻。
And then through the 20-some years of marriage,
我慢慢发现我也遵守原则了。
I will follow the principles.
而师母慢慢也开始有热情了。
And then she became very passionate.
我们产生宗教的效应。
And then we have synergy.
现在中立真理堂很热情。
That our church is very passionate.
也很看重原则。
And very follow the principles.
看重神的话语。
And then follow God's word.
这是神在15年来当中所做的很伟大的工作。
And this is God's work many years in our church.
彼此欣赏。
Is to appreciate each other.
在教会里面也是一样。
Likewise in the church.
比如说我现在是南桃园联导会牧者联导会的主席。
I'm the president of the Southern
桃园
Pastors Association.
Yeah. 在这个联导会当中，我做了四届的主席。
That I have been the president for four terms.
我们常常举行到将近3000人以上的聚会。
And we have meetings over 3,000 people.
我们很多的教会结合在一起，一起主日崇拜。
And then we many churches together, we worship together.
很多弟兄姐妹都觉得很讶异。
And many of us are very surprised.
南桃园联导会的这些牧者为什么这么合一
？That the pastors in this association are so in harmony.
他说林牧师你怎么做到的
？How do you do it？
我说不是我做的。
I said no, that's not my work.
我只知道一个圣经的原则。
I know a biblical principle.
我们彼此欣赏。
Is to appreciate each other.
因为我比较粗心。
Because I am a bigger, I sometimes lack of pay attention.
我们常在有一间教会在那边，我们牧者聚集。
That the pastors will meet together.
有一次我出去开车。
And one time I drove.
他们的教会呢很多陷阱。
And then the parking space has a lot of traps.
这边一棵树。
There's a tree.
那边一个柱子。
And then a post.
就第一次我刚买了一部新车。
I bought a new car.
我一倒车的时候。
When I reversed.
我就撞到他的大树了。
And then I hit a tree.
从那时候开始。
And from then on,
这个教会的这个主任牧师。
The senior pastor of that church.
每次看到我的时候。
Every time he see me.
我要开车的时候。
And drive.
他说林哥，我来帮你开车。
I will drive for you.
他把车倒出去了。
And then he will back off my car.
他非常爱我。
He loves me.
而他会接待人。
And then he has a great hospitality.
牧师聚在一起是很难搞的，对不对？牧师在一起都很难搞的。
You know that when pastors come together, it's very difficult.
都是教会的主任牧师，对不对
？We're all senior pastors.
都有自己的想法，对不对
？We all have our ideas.
怎么把他们结合在一起呢
？And then when we come together, how can we do that?
能不能和睦相处呢
？How can we live in harmony?
彼此欣赏。
Is to appreciate each other.
我就每一次都称赞这个牧师。
That I appreciate that pastor.
我说他接待人的恩赐第一流的。
That hospitality number one.
所以每一次我们办特别的聚会的时候
，So when we have a special meetings,
接待讲员工作就交给他。
That I will let that pastor to receive our speakers.
另外一个教会叫中立灵粮堂。
And then there's another church, 中立灵粮堂。
他的牧师就很会做专案的管理。专案管理 project.
That pastor is really good with project management.
从我们办一些大型聚会的时候
，So in a big retreat,
他就是总干事的当然人选。
He will be the leader of the project management.
另外一个牧师很喜欢祷告。
Another pastor is good with a prayer.
所以带领祷告的事工就交给他。
And he will lead the prayer warriors.
所以每一次我们办大型聚会的时候
，So when we lead such a big events,
我每个人分工下去了。
That we will delegate work.
做舞台做音响的就他就专门负责这方面。
Their PM will take over the audio and video.
所以我们都很轻松。
And then so our life becomes very light.
特别我做主席都非常轻松。
And then being president becomes very light.
我只是告诉他们什么事可以做。
I said this is what you can do.
什么事不好做。
These are not supposed to do.
做了会有灾难的。
If we do it, then we will pay a price.
我只做这件事情。
So that's all I have to do.
我们的团队是合一的。
So our team is in unity.
第二点，你要学习欣赏。
So you must learn to appreciate.
学欣赏的同工。
To appreciate your coworkers.
我们做夫妻常是这样，在夫妻之间也是这样子。
And in with our spouse.
常常我的常住。
That my strength.
我的长处我会用来轻视对方的软处的短处。
And I will use my strength to scold my spouse's weakness.
你会不会这样子？
Do you do that?
我们很容易这样把我们的长处、我们的强点会歧视对方。
We use our strengths to criticize the other person.
但是刚好你配偶的长处刚好是我的短处。
And then my spouse's the strength is my weakness.
那时候我就说你不能歧视我。
Then I say no, you cannot criticize me.
你要同情我。
Then you must have compassion with me.
夫妻之间就要吵起来。
And then we have a fight.
要学习彼此欣赏。
We must appreciate each other.
每个人的长处欣赏他。
That appreciates their strengths.
你一定会建立一个合一的团队。
Then you will be able to build a team in unity.
好，已经讲两个秘诀了，大家记得吗
？So two secrets already.
怎么样能够进入合一
？How can we reach unity?
第一点什么
？Number one.
学习顺服权柄，对不对
？Is to learn to obey authority.
第二点什么
？Number two.
学习彼此欣赏。
To learn to appreciate each other.
好，关于学彼此欣赏的里面还有一个根本东西要谈的。
And then there is foundation. On the appreciating each other.
就是我的第四点。
That's my number fourth point.
你要学习彼此饶恕。
Is to learn to forgive each other.
要学习彼此饶恕。
To learn to forgive each other.
因为如果你不懂得饶恕的这个艺术的话
，If we don't know, we don't have the art of forgiveness.
你不可能欣赏对方。
Then we will not be able to appreciate others.
饶恕的真理在圣经当中是非常重要的。
We know that the principle of forgiveness is in the scripture.
而饶恕是有好多好处的。
And there's many benefits on the forgiveness.
跟顺服权柄是一样，有很大好处。
Same as to obey the authority.
曾经科学家做过实验。
There was a experiment.
他找一些白老鼠做实验。
There's a rats.
白老鼠。
White rats.
他就找有一个人，把一个人激怒。
And then they were able to make somebody mad.
非常非常愤怒，这个人非常愤怒。
And he's very angry.
然后就给他一个玻璃器皿。
And then give him a
玻璃那个透明的玻璃器，玻璃那个板子。
Give him a piece of glass.
然后就让这个人向那个玻璃器皿上哈气。
And then to puff on the glass.
对不对？
And then he will just puff on the glass.
然后在那玻璃器皿上结成一个白沫。
And then you see a smoke.
有时候还带点颜色。
A smoke, and then sometimes it will be colorful.
然后把它刮下来。
And then he will take that off.
变成一些粉末
，and then become a powder，
就给白老鼠吃
，and then give it to the rats，
就正常白老鼠就开始发疯了
，and then the normal rats will become will become very mad.
这说出什么东西呢?
What does that mean?
当我们在愤怒的时候,
when we are in anger,
你里面会产生化学的一些分泌的东西,
that we have chemicals,
而那个东西对你身体是不好的,
and it's bad for you.
所以其实很多人生病是因为不饶恕，你知道吗?
So many people get sick because we don't forgive.
你同意吗? 是很多苦毒在里面,
agree because we have bitterness.
很多苦在当中,
bitterness in our heart.
而这个苦毒带给你身体不好,
and then this bitterness will bring down your health.
今天医生有一个非常有名的心理学家,
there is a very famous psychologist.
他的名字叫 Carl Manager.
His name is Carl Manager.
他发现一件事情,
he discovered one thing.
今天上很多人生病,
many of us get sick.
有1/4的病是跟不饶恕人有关系。
It's 75% was related to unforgiveness.
他甚至大胆地说出一个预言。
And then he also boldly predicted.
他说我到精神病院的话,
that if we go to the mental school, mental hospital.
如果那些精神病人,
if those patients.
他们懂得应用饶恕的真理的话,
if they apply the principle of forgiveness.
有1/4的病人,
then 75% of them then can get out of the hospital. Unforgiveness is so harmful in our health. So we must learn to forgive. And that is another 4-hour lesson. Can share with you today. But one emphasis. Forgiveness is a choice. It's not related to your emotion. It's a choice.
跟你的emotion是没有关系的。
It's not related to your emotion.
我们很多对饶恕有个错误的观念。
We have a misunderstanding about forgiveness.
我受了这么多的伤害, 我怎么可能饶恕他?
I am so hurt, how can I forgive?
因为里面是情绪的问题嘛。
Because it's all emotional.
但圣经告诉我们,饶恕是一个命令,是一个意志的动作。
But the scripture tells us it's a forgiveness is a command, it's a choice.
你知道饶恕对你是有好处的。
When you know that forgiveness is good for you, good for your health, good for your life, good for your well-being, then you must choose to forgive. When you forgive others,
你的情绪,
then your emotion will get healed. Then in my church, every time I will preach the principle of forgiveness, we have a camp to experience God.
每一次这堂课让大家让每一个亲人得到最大帮助就是这堂课.
That this lesson, this topic will benefit the most.
很多人透过这样的一个学习, 真的里面的苦毒就放下来.
And many of us will give up on the bitterness when we learn the forgiveness.
今天中立正堂可以进入这么合一的地步.
And when our church was so in unity,
我们每位弟兄姐妹,
that every brother and sister in our church,
都养成一个饶恕人的习惯.
Is have a habit of to forgive.
谈到它是一个选择,
it's a choice, not related to emotion.
我记得有一次我早期的时候在教导我受一个同工的气很厉害.
In the beginning of my ministry, that I was so hurt by a coworker.
他很深的伤害了我.
He hurt me so deeply.
我记得那天我回家的时候,
and then when I went home,
很气很气,
so angry,
全身都发抖,
and I trembled.
我说这个人怎么可以讲这种话?
How can he say such things?
他太过分了嘛.
It's so unbelievable.
我读书读书读不下.
I couldn't read.
读圣经读不下.
I couldn't read the scripture.
祷告也读不起来.
I could not pray.
我很痛苦.
I was in pain.
我知道这个跟我情绪无关.
It's not related to my emotion.
我就开始用在这个事情上.
So I applied this event.
我就选择饶恕这位同工.
To choose to forgive the worker.
一步一步饶恕对方.
When I went to these steps,
我最后为他祝福.
Then I blessed him.
我的心马上得到释放.
And then I was so free.
那种重担, 那种心跳, 那种血压升高的感觉, 马上就
And so the heartbeat and the stomach turns, they're all gone.
你去试试看.
Try it.
说主, 我愿意无条件饶恕对方.
That Lord, I will forgive that person unconditionally.
求你赦免我, 这个不饶恕他的罪.
Forgive me that I am unforgiving.
我又为对方祝福.
Then I want to bless them.
你试试看这件事.
Try that. And may the Spirit of God fill me. Then your bitterness will be gone. Because forgiveness is so important. The cancers is related to unforgiving. So must learn to forgive. Because this will bring harmony. So three secrets. How can we reach a unity?
第一个怎么样?
First,
learn
to obey authority. To learn to appreciate each other.
第三个什么?
Third is to learn to forgive each other. The last secret is to care for others.
第五点,
学习彼此祝福。
Is to learn to bless each other.
在欣赏的里面就是彼此祝福。
And when we appreciate, we want to bless.
个人看别人比自己强。
That we see others better than ourselves.
个人不要单顾自己的事。
That we do not only care for our own work.
要顾别人的事情。
But to care for others.
当一个人放下饶恕的心的时候。
When we forgive.
放下苦毒的时候
when the bitterness is gone
马上带他的话语都是不一样的
then our words will change
他的话语会说出造就人的话语
then our words will edify others
我们来看一处最后一处圣经
the last the scripture we'll read
以弗所书第四章
Ephesians 4 few chapters more few pages
往前翻往前翻以弗所第四章
Ephesians chapter 4
二十九节到三十二节
Verse 29 to 32
二十九节到三十二节
Chapter 4 verse 29 to 32
找到一同来读
Read it together
请污秽的言语一句不可出口只要谁是说造就人的好话叫听见的人得益处不要叫神的圣灵担忧你们原是受了他的印记等候得赎的日子来到一切苦毒恼恨愤怒嚷闹毁谤并一切的恶毒都当从你们中间除掉并要以恩慈相待存怜悯的心彼此饶恕正如神在基督里饶恕你们一样亲爱的你们这边告诉我们一件事情
So brothers and sisters This tells us
消极方面要放要饶恕对方
That we must On the negative side Is that we must forgive
不要带着苦毒
That do not bring up bitterness
毁谤你周围的人
rage or brawling slander
你要随时说造就人的好话
And to say words that is helpful to building others up
我们说话的原则就是造就人
Our principle of speech is to build others up.
跟我一起讲，我们说话的原则就是造就人。
Repeat after me that we.
谢谢。
Thank you.
在这边有一个很棒的一个资讯要跟他分享。
I'd like to share a very wonderful information with you.
请你绑好安全带。
Fasten your seatbelt.
好，现在我跟他秀大家一个很重要的一个实验哈。
It's an experiment I would like to show you.
人的话语非常重要。
Our speech is very important.
人的话语非常重要。
So important.
我们来看一下。
Let's see. 拔不下来。
喂 ，test OK 好，我们跳，这是刚才我是看到哈，开始跳一下。这边的是这个日本哈，有一个专家他做的研究哈，再跳。
This experiment was done by a Japanese expert.
好，他的题目叫有感知的水，有感知水，我们再跳 OK, 再跳。好，这边哈。他是那个这个日本的量子力学的专家江本胜先生在 IHM 哈中研究所提供的东西，他把水哈做冰结晶，把它解那个把它冻结之后呢，造它的结晶体，了解吗？结晶的形状，我们看往下看。
It freezes water to ice to crystal。
好，这边呢，他在做什么？就把蒸馏水放在各种不同的情况下来冷冻。
And then it freezes these the water samples in different conditions.
你可以看这边有两瓶水，对不对
？There are two bottles here.
旁边这是音箱。
And the speakers next to them.
他给这个水来听音乐。
And then you let the water to listen to music.
看他的反应怎么样
？And then to see the reaction.
听完之后呢，把它冻结起来。
And then freeze them immediately.
然后拍它的结晶体。
And then to see the crystalline.
他们在做一些研究。
And then to study this.
好，给他一个音乐很好的音乐，这种各种音乐给他听。
So it has different kinds of music.
让水来听音乐。
And then let the water listen to music.
好，我们来看下一个。
And next.
他就用大概有一百个市民这样哈，你看这个。
So he has about 100 samples.
一百个，他就开始做了各种情况，哈，放了一百个 sample 对，一百个市民，然后把它冷冻两小时。
And then froze them in 2 hours.
然后拍它的结晶。
And then look at their crystalline.
好，我们看下一个。然后呢，在冷藏室当中，通过显微镜将结晶的冰用200倍到500倍的倍率拍到它顶端的这个部位。
And then using the microscope to look at 200 to 500 times as big to see the crystalline.
好，我们来看下一张。好，再看下一张。OK, 这边呢，当水在这个贝多芬的田园交响曲的当中听完之后呢，就拍它结晶。你看一下结晶怎么样
？And then they will listen to the Beethoven's Pastoral symphony, and then they will see the crystalline.
好像良性的音乐可以感动水。
Seems like it's beautiful music will be able to change the structure.
非常漂亮的结晶。
Beautiful one.
给他听田园交响曲。
And to listen to the pastoral symphony.
好，我们看下一个，肖邦的离别曲。
It's the Chopin's the
来拍他的水结晶。好，看一下这个样，水都会感觉到。
And then the crystalline shows the sad music of Chopin's farewell.
一种离别式的忧伤。It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's a farewell piano concerto, piano sonata.
Okay, 好，我们来看下一张，下一张。然后呢，他做另外一个实验。
And then I did another experiment.
在每一个这个器皿的外面。
And then the sample outside of sample, he
写了一些字。
Is some words.
啊，然后贴在那个瓶、那个水瓶的那个试管的那个上面。
And paste it on the outside of the sample.
他写哪些字写？爱和感谢。
It says love and thank you.
爱和感谢。
Love and thank you.
然后拍下水结晶。
And then the picture shows a beautiful structure.
我们来看一下这个，好不好看
？That's beautiful, right?
爱和感谢，对不对？好，再看下一个。
Next one.
然后呢，另外让水读什么字呢？真恶心，讨厌，我要杀你。
And then he wrote another words saying that you're bad and I want to kill you.
Okay, 好，你看这样的结晶。
And then the crystalline shows like that.
水都感觉可以感觉出那种感受。
The water can feel it.
你看水都可以读出字出来。
And then the water can read.
好，我们再看下一个。
The next one.
然后呢，蒸馏水接受电视电磁波的实验。
And then the distilled water will go through the electromagnetic experiment.
也是把字贴上去。
And then put some words on it.
通过电磁波。
And then go through the electromagnetic
field. 他做实验。我们看下一张。然后呢，同样是爱和感谢的字。
And it shows that the love and thank you.
接受电磁波后的结晶是什么样子呢
？And then they went through the EM field.
长这样子。
It will become like this.
非常漂亮。
Beautiful.
我们再看下一张。
And the next one,
没有贴字条的，什么都没贴哦。
If there's
蒸馏水
there's no word on the sample.
接受电磁波的结晶是这样子。
It will be like this.
还马马虎虎。
So and so, so so.
好，再看下一张。好，然后呢，这时候蒸馏水虽然没有贴爱跟感谢，但是让它看电影。
And then some samples that would you let the water to watch movie.
啊，如果这电影本身是一个很良性的信息的。
If the message is positive,
你看它结什么结晶？什么结晶
？Then you see the crystalline.Structure will be like this.
OK, 我们再看下一张。
And then the next one.
好，这时候呢就是那个什么神户不是大地震吗？对不对？所以大地震他们开做实验。
And then there's a great earthquake in 神户。
神户怎么讲？
In Kobe.
OK, 那个在地震没有多久之后就收集那边的神户地区的自来水。
And then they took some of the samples from the Kobe area after the earthquake.
他们拍出他的结晶照片。
And then that's the picture.
是这样子的，很 sad， 非常 sad。
Very sad.
OK， 我们看一下接下去就变成什么？就因为神户大地震的结果呢，全世界各地都把各样救援物品都送过去，对不对？得到全世界的祝福。
So after the earthquake, that you have a lot of resources coming from outside of place.
世界很多的人关心这个地区。
The people will care for that region.
也是三个月之后再把自来水再收集起来。
And then 3 months later, they took some more samples.
再把它做结晶的做结晶的拍照。
Went through the crystalline
experiment
and then went back to
beautiful. 恢复成这种结果。我们再看下一张。然后呢，又做一件事情。
And then another experiment.
他500个人。
500 people.
在1997年2月2日下午2点钟。
That in 97, February 2nd at 2 p.m.
想着放在坐着办公室的一杯水。
And to put a glass of water at their office.
从各地的同一时刻每个人都想水变干净了谢谢。
And they will think that the water will be clean.
结果实验的结果是研究成员都被感动的泪水盈眶。
And these
研究成员 research,
so, so these people that did the research they were very moved and wept.
我们看一下他的结果什么接受500个人爱的信息前后的水结晶什么样我们看一下
so these people that receive this water that they went into the experiment and then showed a beautiful crystalline
之前跟之后的差别
before and after
得到祝福之后的是这样子的
that when the water receives the blessings then it will become beautiful
我们再看一个下一个
然后他就开始做各个国家的语言的研究。
And then they will expand the experiment with different language.
他让水来读一些东西。
To let the water to read.
他分别用日文、英文、德文写上智慧、宇宙、爱和感谢这几个字。
Using different language to show love and appreciation.
所以好，看起来水蛮懂得各国家的语言。
Very interesting that these water understand these multiple languages.
好像各国的语言本身有个它不是自然法，它是一个非常很有意思的自然的形成的一个结果。
And this is very interesting that these different languages will have something in common.
当中如果说读语言学的可能了解这个东西。
And maybe if you study linguistics, you may understand.
它发现不同语言背后有相通的声音在那边。
Because the language behind these same meaning has a common.Commonality.
OK, 我们来看下面的实验结果啊。当水读了日英德文的智慧。
When the water read the Japanese, English, and German, the word wisdom.
你看三个图案看看，非常类似。
They is very alike.
中间都有空洞，对不对
？It has a center in the middle.
非常漂亮。
Beautiful.
这读日文，这读的英文，这读的英文，这读的德文
，German，
都是智慧。
It was the word wisdom.
OK， 我们再看下面。
In the next one，
读宇宙的英日还希腊文的水结晶照片看看。
In Japanese, English, and Greek, the word universe。
你看三个图案多漂亮。好，我们再看下面的。
In the next，
好，让水读爱跟感谢的英文跟日文跟德文。
In English, Japanese, and German, the word love and thank you。
你看水的反应怎么样？我们再看下面。最后啊，他又做一个实验。把那个米哈饭哈泡在水里面。
And then another one is that they will the rice is 泡在水里面。
啊，就泡水里面啊，泡水里面。
Put some rice in water and soaked it.
然后呢，上面非常就贴了两个字条，贴两。
And then wrote some words on it.
有一边的字条是写的谢谢。
A left one says thank you.
另外一边那个字条写的是这个讨厌。
It says the other one says
混蛋。
It says that
shit.
Huh? I'm not sure about that. Yeah, it's see, I don't know curse word.
Okay.
It just said that foolish.
所以今天看出来一件哈。
Fools.
让孩子啊，每一天让小孩子像贴着这个谢谢瓶子说谢谢谢谢谢谢，每天都说。
And then they let the children to go to that the one with the label say thank you and let the children say thank you.
对，另外一瓶子说混蛋混蛋混蛋。
And then let the other one says you fool you fool you fool.
就发现贴谢谢的那个米饭呢，发出香橘味。
And then the one that said that with the thank you it has a great aroma.
说混蛋的那一瓶的呢？
And then the one that says you're full,
变黑发臭
it becomes black and rotten.
这整个的这个实验的结果
And that's the result of the experiment.
让我看说跟我们什么关系
And what does that mean to us?
我们人身体上水分占多少
What's the, how much of a percentage of water is in our body?
占多少 70%, no, 多少 90, 有那么高 80%, 水是不是 80% 是吧 Yeah, 水非常多你知道吗
80%
你身体会反应的，你知道吗
？You know that your body will react.
所以，我从这个边我看见有些东西我可以应用的。
That we can apply this principle.
听音乐，对不对
？Listen to music.
弟兄姐妹来教会听圣诗很棒。
That we listen to hymns.
你常常听圣诗，你的心里面的那个水各方面反应都很好，对不对
？That water in you will react, you know, very nicely when you listen to hymns.
对，读一些很棒的字眼，智慧啊，爱啊，这个字眼，对不对
？And read the word wisdom, love, and thank you.
常常读圣经，对你生命很有帮助，对不对？常常读圣经。
Read the scripture often.
读一些正面积极的东西的时候，你心情会愉快，对不对
？Receive the positive message, then that you feel good.
你连水分子都会跳跃起来。
Then your water will jump.
对不对？刚刚说五百个人同时这个对那一杯水祝福，对不对
？Then you heard that there was 500 people that blessing this cup of water.
这不是叫祷告会吗
？Isn't that a prayer meeting?
不是吗
？Isn't that?True.
医院有人生病，对不对？一起迫切为他祷告，200人一起为他祷告，不是吗
？Somebody is sick, then we eagerly to pray for that person.
你就知道他的果效多大。
Then you know the effect.
是不是
？Isn't that true?
常常对你身边的人说祝福的话。
So say the words of to build up others.
你常常讲你是笨蛋。
If you say you're fool.
你这个窝浪费。
That
sorry. 难怪很多的婚姻不美满，对不对？
Then you know that our marriage will deteriorate.
弟兄姐妹，这很清楚的信息在告诉我们。
It's very clearly tells us.
要说积极造就人的话。
Is to say words to build up others.
不要说苦毒的话。
No more words of bitterness.
任何苦毒的话，一句都不要出口。
That we shall not say words of unwholesomeness.
我们对人要说积极造就的话。
And only the words of encouragement.
弟兄姐妹，我们听了神的话，听到要怎么样？
When we listen to God's word, what should we do?
听到应该怎么样？行道，对不对？
We must act on it.
牧师不要你回去行道，我要你现在行道。
Don't just go home and do it.
我们来做一个功课，好不好？
Let's do a exercise.
做一些要结束，可以吗？
And then as we conclude.
OK, 这边我请哈大家去哈，夫妇的，夫妻的。
If you're
坐在一起
if you're a husband, wife,
去找你夫妻好不好
together,
如果说你今天没有配偶在身边或是你还是单身的
if your spouse is not here or you're single,
弟兄找弟兄姐妹找姐妹
brothers seek brothers and sisters to seek sisters,
可以吗
can we do that now?
现在把它做现在做就开始
can we do that now?
来开始快点夫妻请坐在一起、
yeah.
夫妻坐在一起
husband, wife will sit together and then single, if single or you have no, if your spouse is not here with you, then brother to brother and sister.
快点做最后一个练习，好吧？我们做个结束，谢谢大家哈。我觉得这个你们教会真的很棒哈，非常非常的能够配合哈，谢谢。
Thank you for your cooperation.
都做好了吗
？Are we all settled?
好，现在呢，夫妻之间哈，弟兄姐妹之间哈。
And then now with your partner.
现在给你30秒想一下。
30 seconds to let you think.
OK.对方有什么优点
so, what strength that the other person has?
对方有什么优美美好的特质
good characters or what characters that they have?
当30秒钟一结束
After 30 seconds,
我就让彼此看着对方的眼睛
then you will look into your eyes,
注意啊看着对方眼睛啊
look into the other person's
夫妻啊用真的要很深情款款的看着对方
and a spouse, if you're a husband or wife, then you must say this with yourwith your passion
对他说一些欣赏的话
and to say the words of appreciation
对他说一些感谢的话
of words of thankfulness
可以吗
can we do that
那单身弟兄姐妹哈你说弟兄就坐在一起的话你彼此有点认识的话也是一样把这一段时间对他认识
and if you are not with your spouse then you can also use this time to think about something good to say about
说出一些欣赏的话
words of appreciation
说出一些感谢的话
Words of encouragement.
你说我对方我不认识怎么办
You say, I don't know them.
没关系你凭着第一印象
Then, just with your impression.
你看我从你里面看你很有气质
I think you are very good.
真的觉得从你的穿着我发现你是很有气质的人。不只是你衣服漂亮是你整个散发出的特质很美好。
Not just that you are clothed by something radiant from you.
如果对方穿得很粗帅怎么办
If somebody is not wearing a very good clothes,
我觉得你有个很开朗的个性。
Then you are a very outgoing.
你不能说你很 sloppy.
Then you cannot say that you're very sloppy.
听懂意思啊？不准讲恶毒的话。
No,
听清楚哈。
No unwholesome words.
只能讲造就的话。
Only the words to build up.
预备好了吗
？Ready.
预备好了吗
？Ready.
可以了吗
？Ready.
我问你。You can appreciate each other. OK. 预备好了吗
？Ready.
好，现在你最是不要开玩笑哈、哦，可能今天你给他祝福就是一个开始。
This will be a start of beginning of a blessing.
好，给大家一分钟时间，好不好
？One minute，
好不好？好，每个人一分钟开始，每个人一分钟，先选一边开始，好不好？另外一边接受开始。一定要说。
You must participate.
你也可以，没有就找牧师也可以，找牧师也可以。
If you have no one, then you can talk to the pastor.
找牧师也可以哈，给牧师也感谢。
Appreciate our pastor.
看着对方，看着对方。
Look in their eyes.
好，请换边，换边。
Okay, now switch.
换边。请把握机会来学习，你回去就习惯了。
Let's take the opportunity to learn. Then this will become your habit.
还没做完的请举手。
If you're not done, then
还没做完请举手。哇，有的人很，有的人。